Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Let's check around the team. Anyone melted?
Tyler, oh, my God.
Are you still in your full composition?
So close to melting last night. And with the full moon, didn't get a good sleep either.
Didn't you? Are you part werewolf?
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, good to know.
It's so melting in the corner over here. It's already 27 degrees.
Yeah. And the aircon in our studio doesn't turn on until like
7 o'clock.
Yeah. Because I think they do it to save money.
Probably. That's very on brand for New FM.
At the Sandgate bunker here, they're always looking, how can we save a dollar? Right. We'll turn the aircon on later.
We'll make our staff swelter until 7 a.m.
7, though. You'd be cool as a cucumber.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Exactly. Good morning, Jess. How are you? Are you melted?
I think there's a little bit of me still at my house, just melting away.
Totally.
Last night was disgusting. It was so gross.
Yeah, it was hot.
I hate the heat so much.
How's the AC in that little news booth, though, Jess? Because I feel like a couple of weeks ago it was blasting like Antarctica in there.
It's not Antarctica anymore.
Yeah, see, they're trying to cut costs everywhere, aren't they?
That's all right. It's the economy. It's the way it is. I get it.
Cozy live.
Yeah, it's through the roof.
Through the roof.
As you say. Well, look, everyone, good luck today again with it all. Stay cool.
Good luck with the weather.
What else can you say?
You need it.
Just survive.
We were those dumb idiots in the middle of the day yesterday that decided to do the gardening and mow the lawns.
Oh my God. Who's doing that?
Well, it was the only time, the window of time that we had to do it, and it needed doing so bad. And instead of doing that, instead of going to the gym, we were like, right, let's just tackle the yards.
Why would you do that?
Full body workout. Plus, whilst doing it in a sauna.
I was going to say, you're now just skin and bones.
Pretty much.
All moisture has left your body.
Pretty much. Yards look amazing, though.
Oh, that's good. That's the main
thing. A bit itchy from mowing the grass.
You got hit by a grass seed
allergic.
Again, did you?
Yep.
Hilarious. We'll be, of course, catching up with Jess in the next sort of 10 minutes or so to go a bit deeper on those local news stories as you wake up with the Novos.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, there's some investigations into some hectic road rage at Whitebridge from last month.
Yes, this happened on the 15th of February. There were reports that a man assaulted a 54-year-old driver of a Lexus hatchback on Dudley Road. It was like there was a bit of road rage going on, and then all of a sudden it turned quite violent. So they're trying to find this bloke who was responsible for assaulting this guy. Police are looking for dash cam footage from around Dudley Road at like 6:30 on February 15 to see if anyone has any dash cam footage from around the area. Also looking for a guy that has been described as 30s or 40s, Caucasian with a tanned complexion and a solid build. So if you know anything or perhaps you've heard something about said road rage incident, give police a buzz.
Ooh. Oh, to be a fly on the wall.
In the meetings for that.
Now, what do we do?
Let's ask for dash cam footage from 3 months ago. They cannot find the info. Anyway.
I've been watching the road rage unfold.
Oh, yeah. Well, with that,
get the popcorn.
I mean, yeah, it can be serious, but also it's a little bit entertaining.
I'd be rubbernecking if I was driving past, for sure.
What's happening? Hey, speaking of roads as well, major construction to get underway for the inner city bypass.
Now, I would like to have a date for this story,
to be
honest.
I was going to say, when's that happening?
All I was given was soon. Literally soon. So who knows? But it's the fifth stage of the Newcastle inner city bypass. So Rankin Park to Jesmond, it's a 3.4K project. It's going to bypass like 11 sets of traffic lights or something, which will be great,
you know,
when it's eventually done, apparently in 2025, depending on the weather. But apparently major construction work is going to happen soon.
What is that like? Is it because today is a hot day, now they get to push it back by a year?
It's like if it's bloody pissing down and there's storms, you can't go and build a road.
But also too, like I remember at school, if it ever reached past 40 degrees, we all got to
stay off. That's what I'm saying.
Also that.
They could melt into the potholes.
Well, that's true. But this is, can we also just briefly mention the price? Nearly half a billy for 3.5 k's of road?
Yeah.
That's so much money.
It seems like a lot of money.
Can't cost two building a road, Crevo.
Huh?
There's a lot to building a road.
Isn't it just going to Bunnings and getting some cement?
I don't think so.
$150 million per kilometre?
Maybe they should have hired you. Sounds like you would have been cheaper.
I think I could do it cheaper.
We could probably cut some costs here.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, we are the experts.
Yep.
Well, $150 million per kilometre? It just seems like a lot.
It's a lot.
Like, if, I mean, they've built a road from here to Brisbane. Are you telling me it cost that much? I don't think it did. Anyway, I think somebody's making a lot of cash on that.
Yeah.
And I want to know which company it is so I can invest in it.
Probably Fulton Hogan, the guys who are building.
Oh, good to know. There it is, Fulton Hogan Construction. I'm investing. Good, because they're going to make a lot of profit over the next, between now and 2025.
Good on them.
Yeah, I guess. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And in perhaps one of the most Australian battles of all time, this bloke just south of Newcastle, in a town near Adelaide, has spotted in his shed, he was going out to get his car out the garage,
yeah,
a redback spider had entangled in its web, connected off the bottom of his car, a small brown snake, baby brown snake. Yep. So,
My God, I need to lift my feet off the ground. I don't want spiders or snakes coming at me.
He thought it was like a bit of electrical cord or something hanging off his tailpipe because it was a real thin death noodle.
Yeah.
And he's just looked at...
Death noodle.
You've never heard that?
No.
That's what snakes are called.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's seen that. Oh, that's a bit weird bit of cord hanging there. And he went to grab it and he went, oh, no, that's a baby brown snake.
That's one of the most poisonous snakes in the world.
Of all time. Exactly. So he's decided to, he goes, I had to get my daughter to a swimming lesson, so I grabbed a bit of garden hose to scoop away the snake. It's a different kind of approach, you know, than I would probably take, because being a brown snake.
I'd be getting a shotgun.
Would you?
Yeah.
How many of them you got at your house
in
the Waratah Manor?
Well, I'm just, like, I'm up the road from the pistol club. I'd ring someone.
Right.
Get over here now with that gun, shoot this thing away from
the car. This tiny, tiny snake away from...
Oh, my God.
Absolute chaos.
How does a redback take on a snake?
They're tough dogs is all you can say.
Are they?
Well, obviously.
Oh, my God.
It had the upper hand, too.
Oh, it gives me the shivers.
Welcome
Yuck.
To Australia.
Yuck.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
Can we just do another quick round the team to make sure no one is definitely not melted?
Yeah.
Because I think I want to take it back.
Oh, you've melted.
Fully.
Well, your arm is now connected to the office chair. So I think that's a sign of the plastic melting into your arm.
Oh, my God, that can't be good. Honestly,
nah.
I'm so hot that I'm tired already.
Yeah, listen
it's
to this.
It's so hot.
That's just me peeling my arm off the desk in here.
Are you melted yet too, Jess?
Oh, mate, I've been melting since, like, Sunday.
27 degrees in Cessnock already?
Ew.
Oh, my God, I'm over it.
Yeah.
It's not even summer anymore. Make it stop.
I don't think I even want to go home. It's going to be, like, 38 degrees in Maitland today.
Do you know, I actually went to the beach yesterday. It was beautiful. You know how it was
really?
Heaps windy and gross? Mm. I'm like, oh, it's going to be Whitecap. It's going to be dumpy. It's going to suck. It was actually so peaceful. Oh.
Really?
Maybe suss the beaches today, you guys.
Could be a go.
I've been telling you idiots for months. Go for a swim every day. It'll fix you.
Get wet. Feel good. That's what Tyler always
simple.
Says.
Simple.
Anyway, it is very simple.
I like it.
I'm going to go for a lay down now because I'm real hot.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thanks.
Next, though, of course, we'll be tackling this new changes to TikTok that we talked about on the show yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Will kids be getting restricted to just 60 minutes of it per day? All the details up next. Wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And yesterday on the show, we discussed whether kids should have this 60-minute limit put on their TikToks.
There's some new rules that could be coming out for TikTok for those that are under 18 or under 16.
Yeah.
And so we want the opinions of you as parents around Newcastle and the Hunter if you think it's right or wrong.
Now, you feel that it's fine for TikTok to say, hey, you only get 60 minutes, that's the rules, you get no more. And I'm like, if you've bought the phone, like, why do you have to just have that limited? I mean, if I bought a shovel, right, and Bunnings said, oh, you've done 60 minutes now, no more shoveling, that's the end, that thing's locked, like, through an electronic lock, I'd be fuming.
What damage does it get a shovel do in comparison to TikTok?
You could get tired, cut your toe off. Be careful.
Oh, my God.
Danger. Danger is
it's
everywhere.
So different.
This is where we beg to differ. Okay. I'm pro-human rights.
Shut up.
Let's meet Holly and Cliff Lee first. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
So tell us, what are your thoughts on this? Is it right or wrong?
I honestly am all for it. I have a 12-year-old and he honestly lives on TikTok. So to limit that time, it would, I think it would be better off for him.
It would allow you to spend more time with your son, right, Holly? It's some valuable mother and son time.
That's right. And he honestly, he is a different person when he is on it. He is so, like, standoffish, but when he is off it, he is a great kid. Like, he's all for the attention.
It's going to do you some favours, Hol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. One for Team Tyler. Fair enough. Let's meet Jadeen up next. Hey, Jadeen, how are you?
Yeah, good. Mate, how are you?
Never better. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
Look, mate, I'm all for the restrictions, man. Like, I got nieces and I just feel as though that, you know, the power of influence that TikTok has over our people these days is too much. And I think that by limiting their time on TikTok, it gives them time to spend in the real world, you know, and spend within reality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a bit of, once more, another vote for Tyler. Looks like I'm man on an island here at this point.
It does look like
it's
it.
It's all right. You can think about what you want with human rights. It's up to you.
Shut up. We've got Daniel up next in Wallsend. Hey, Daniel.
How you going, guys?
Very well. Now, what are your thoughts on this?
I think you might be missing the point a little bit. They're a private company and they can do whatever they want with their platform. They're not limiting your access to your phone. They're limiting their access to your platform. The same as a store shutting at 6 p.m. They can do whatever they want. You can't put adult content on Facebook. You know, people have rules and limitations. You can do whatever you like with your phone.
That's true.
I didn't even think of that. And that is a really good point.
And we've seen it. You know, we've had Jadeen who had nieces and nephews and Holly who've got kids who are constantly finding the need to, like, rip their kids' heads out of their phones, right?
Yeah, and just if it has positive social benefits, that's just even better.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay. You know what? I've switched because of what Daniel said there. They are a private company. They can do whatever they want. It's their own platform.
And it's going to help a lot of parents out in the long run as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good point. Well made. Waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And yesterday on the show, how my bachelor weekend all unfolded right here. And it was a bachelor weekend for me, just me and the dog hanging out, not doing too much, because Emmy was away for the Backstreet Boys, right?
Now, if we backtrack to Friday, your plans were...
Yeah.
You were going to run yourself a bath.
Yeah.
Have some chalky lava cake in the bath.
Yeah.
Plait your hair.
Yep.
What else?
That was the plan.
What did any of that come off?
So a little bit different, but God, it was a good weekend.
Yeah.
So went to, have you had the Smoking Hot and Saucy, the barbecue place?
Oh my God, no. But the amount of times I have heard my partner Marcus and all of his male friends froth over, I'm like, shut up, I don't want to hear about it. But here we are again.
Here we're hearing about it. It's so good. They got like the brisket they smoke all night and stuff. Of course I had that.
Yeah.
Went for a swim. The water is so warm at the moment.
Did you do an early morning swim like us? Get wet, feel good?
It wasn't early morning.
Still good though.
Oh, yeah, I got real wet and felt real good.
I told you, you should do it every day.
I think I should. Mm-hmm. Got on the tins a little bit as well.
Naughty.
The Newtown, what is it? Newtown.
Young
Henry's.
Good beer, isn't
it? Oh, God, it's good.
Yeah.
Got like a bunch of them, enjoyed them. Then I didn't do the chalky lava cake, but I did do, ran the bath, got braided my hair, unbraided it again.
Did you really?
Just for the feeling of it.
Pics or it didn't happen, mate?
Well, I forgot to take pictures because I was just in the zone.
Yeah, okay.
Do you really want a picture of me in the bath?
Just thought about that.
Braided hair, thinning on top.
No, thank you.
Instead of the chalky lava cake, did brownie.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, it was good. God, it was good.
Did you bake your own brownies or did you buy one from the shops?
Baked.
You did not.
No, Emmy baked them and then I ate them.
Yeah.
And then, how's this?
Yeah.
The dog, it stole the lot, the rest of them, the whole box. And we're like, it's eating all of it. Chocolate, that's not good for dogs.
Did you have to take it to the vet?
No, because it's probably fine, really. It's just a big hype up.
Oh, my God, no. She is going to... she's going to spew and poo so much chocolate.
Didn't at all. Not one bit.
Not once.
And then we were like, that's really amazing. It's eating like 12 bits of brownie.
Also, ruling convenient, because now you get none of that.
It was down, she'd shoved two of them down the sides of the sofa and one in the bed.
That was my scavenger.
Little scavenger. Nicknamed Brownie now, Molly has.
Naughty
that
dog.
That was my weekend.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, you just figure out what the theme is between the three things we say. And then if you're the best at that, you win $50 worth of fuel.
It's pretty easy, eh?
Yeah, it sure is. And we've got Nicole, our runner-up from yesterday. She'll be playing again. So we need a new competitor. You can steal it from Nicole again if you want.
If you want. 4967-4105. If you want to take it off Nicole, call now. We're playing Three of a Kind. So simple. We give you three things. You identify the theme.
Yeah, and that's it. We do need another competitor. It's not like a...
It's not just if you want.
Yeah, that's what we need. Two people to go up against each other in an epic battle of knowing stuff and themes and things.
$4.96 and $4.05.
$50 fuel cards on the line. If you want free petrol this morning, free petrol, call the show now.
1, 2, 3. With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, this is very easy. We say three things and you have to figure out, using your powers of investigation, what the theme is between them, right?
And then we give you a $50 fuel card.
Yeah, best at doing it. Of course, we take two players head-to-head in this epic battle of working out themes of stuff. Let's meet our contestants for this morning. Ash is first in East Maitland. How are you?
Good, mate.
That's the way. You ready to do this thing and get some free petty?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you sound ready.
Bloody oath. And yesterday's runner-up is Nicole in Wall's End. Hi, Nicole.
Good morning.
You ready to defeat your title today?
I hope so.
Yeah, me and you both, sis. You got this in the bag.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My absolute pleasure. All right, let's test everyone's buzzers. Nicole up first.
Nicole.
Yeah, good.
Quick. That's how you got to be.
Ash.
Ash.
Solid.
Strong. Strong and quick.
Yeah. See, one syllable.
I know,
too,
I know. Nicole, have you thought about changing your name to make it easier to say?
Maybe she should.
Nah.
But also, Nicole, famously, don't shout out the answer before your name, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good.
Excellent.
All right, first one. Scalene, right, equilateral. Crickets.
Oh, yeah, go.
Triangle.
That is correct.
Ash has got one on the board. That was a hard one. Well done. Next one. A2, farmhouse. Gold. Oh.
Yeah. Yep.
Milk.
That is correct, Katrine. You're our winner. Nicole, you didn't even get a point on the board there. Can we get you back tomorrow?
Yes, that'd be great.
Fantastic. Awesome. We'll see you then. Well done, Ash. $50 worth of fuel. All yours. It's as simple as that.
Another $50 fuel card up for grabs again tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Three of a Kind back after 6.
Of course it is. Next, though, this is interesting.
Oh, yeah. Someone from up the road from me has received a very passive-aggressive letter in their mailbox.
Oh, this is always juicy.
I'm going to read it out to you.
Neighbour war type stuff.
Kinda, yeah. Mm.
As you wake up with Novo's Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM.
Now, in my neighbourhood where the Waratah Manor is, Crevo, a bit of drama going down.
Oh, spicy.
So a lady that lives not far up the road, done her ankle in heaps bad, couldn't walk, she's got a kid, husband. Couldn't
busy
do much,
times.
Right?
Yeah.
And she, like me, is the one that loves maintaining the yards.
Yeah.
With a busted ankle, you can't do anything. You can't be mowing the lawns, right?
No, because you got to wait for that thing to heal properly. You're just limping around the house at best.
Yeah, right? You can't even drag yourself to the toot sometimes. Nah. Anyway, so during this time, her yards have just, have fallen to the wayside. She's I've just got to focus on getting my ankle better before I target the gardens.
And it's peak grass growing season at the moment too.
Oh my God,
every 10
note,
minutes, right?
You gotta mow the lawns.
You gotta mow that thing.
Holy heck, I'm sick to death of mowing the lawns. Anyway, someone else in our neighbourhood didn't like this at all. Didn't like the fact that her yard, her front yard, her gardens, all the rest of it
has gone out of control a little bit.
Looks a little
when you got a broken ankle.
Right, like you've got to expect that anyway. Someone in our neighbourhood didn't know this and wrote a letter, typed it up, put it in her mailbox and said, "Congratulations, your house has been voted most unkept and least maintained property in the street. If you wish to lose this title, it's not hard to use a whippersnipper, a mower, and a bit of weed killer. Bit of elbow grease is actually good for your health, didn't you know?
Oh, what a Karen.
P.S. It's just a rental is not a valid excuse. They own their house.
Oh, this is outrageous. So this lady didn't know she had a broken ankle?
Clearly didn't know that she'd done her ankle in.
Jumped straight down her throat without thinking.
Or straight on, what a boomer, straight onto the computer to type up a letter.
I'll type this up and show them and I'm funny. That's why I've done a joke on it.
Right, but also too, the most embarrassing thing for whoever wrote this letter, it's been submitted anonymously into their mailbox.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have the guts to own up to who it was.
What a loser.
What an absolute loser.
Like, that just shows, and it's a great, like, message there. Just because somebody's yard's a bit out of, you know, or people, all sorts of things.
Don't judge a front yard by its long grass.
Yeah, exactly. And other, like, little, if you see somebody who's, like, doing something that doesn't quite match up with your standards, it might be other reasons why that's going on.
But also, too, it's none of your beeswax.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if there's something that you don't like or you don't agree with, you don't just, like you said, jump down someone else's throat and say, your yard looks absolute rubbish.
That's the thing. If you want to live in that sort of thing, you got to move to one of those places where, like, the lawns are all done to a certain standard.
Or better yet, move out bush where you don't have neighbours.
There you go.
Where you're not bothered by how their front yard is manicured or not manicured.
That's a great point.
Pull your absolute head in. If this was you near my house in Waratahn Banner, I'm coming for you.
Oh, is that
That's
a threat?
That's a threat.
That's a threat.
I probably won't do anything.
Nah, you probably won't.
I'll just write another anonymous letter, slide it under their front door.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And our trivia check now worth $875.
Oh my God, it keeps climbing.
I know, just one question. If you can answer one question correctly, that's the money that you can win instantly.
So much money.
For one question? Oh. On Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? It's heaps of them. Not us.
Nah.
Just do one.
One question is all we ask.
One and done.
Oh.
It's the best way to be, some say.
Indeed. That's happening after seven. Next, though, Crevo, we are talking Newcastle's most brutal workplace nicknames. Every workplace has got them.
Yeah, blokes
some
on
of
the,
them are brutal.
Some of the work site or, you know, the office that you work in, sometimes so brutal. Anyway, we'll get into that in just a few minutes as you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. And we're on the hunt for the most brutal workplace nicknames in Newcastle because everyone's got them, almost every workplace in all of the region.
Yeah.
There's some person who's got a little bit of a nickname.
We work with a blister. Guy who shows up after the work's all been done.
It's happened before.
Oh, so often.
So there's a few that I've worked with in the past. And 4967-4105, if you've got a great one to share. My favourite was probably MasterCard. Always taking the credit for other people's work.
That's good.
Which I enjoyed. And another one I worked with was Paper Straw. Works okay, but not for long.
Very good. We also did put this post up on our Facebook page last night, and Robert has commented on saying, I work with a bloke and I call him Nits because everything he does leaves me scratching my head.
I like that. That's good.
Emily has also commented on it saying, when you call yourself the limo because you carry eight people. Now, I feel like I'm the limo in this team.
Are you?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Good to know. Good
I
to know.
Carry all of us.
Good to know you got some tickets on yourself.
Totally.
A Shania. I've also worked with a Shania.
That don't impress me much.
All the work don't impress me much.
That's a good one. That's good.
4967-4105. Are you working with someone who's got a bit of a nickname for, or maybe in the past?
Yeah, or if you've made up a brutal nickname for someone that you work with because they're like...
This is your chance to vent a little bit.
Also,
share
too,
it.
Yeah, we are your therapists.
That's right. I know, it's part of our job. Now, the best callers on air today, pretty awesome prize on.
Yeah, they're an invite for four kids plus one adult. So five tickets to the red carpet grand opening of Kids World Playland and Cafe in Charlestown. It's happening this Friday from 4 till 8 p.m. Kids World? goes off.
Yeah, oh, look, you're going to be the star parent if you can, like, you know, take along your kids and your kids' mates and all that stuff for the grand opening. Mm-hmm. It's going to look real good. 4967-4105. Trade in that for some cool workplace nicknames. The funnier, the better, obviously.
The more brutal, the better.
That's
as well.
What we're looking for. 4967-4105. And we're after the brutal workplace nicknames and Newey.
Yeah, because we realise that we work with a blister.
Yeah, that's
right. Someone who shows up after the work is all done. Also, too, we work with a Daytona 500. Someone that just talks round and round and round and round and round in circles all of the time.
Yep, that sure is true. And that's why we're after the ones of Newcastle. Your most brutal, the more brutal, the better.
100%. Brendan has commented on our Facebook post as well, saying, we call a bloke at work Rusty Gun because he doesn't work and we can't fire him.
I like that. That's one of my favourites. Let's meet Rob in Rutherford. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, never better. Now tell us, have you got a brutal workplace nickname for someone? What is it?
I do. We call him the wicket keeper, and he's probably listening, so...
Good morning.
The wicket keeper, he puts his gloves on and he stands right back.
I love that.
Lazy bones. That's a good one. Wicket keeper is good. I like
strong,
that.
Strong.
Let's go to Gaz next in Toronto. Hey, Gaz.
Hey guys, how are you?
Very well. Now tell us, what's the most brutal workplace nickname you've come across?
Oh, I've got a few.
Hit us.
A lot of them I probably can't say on the radio. But,
all right, let's keep the PG ones then.
Yeah. We've got blisters.
You've got blisters. Yep, strong.
Always shows up when the hard work's done.
Absolutely. Yep.
Good. What else you got?
Teapot's another one.
Teapot?
Yeah,
why so?
So basically what they do, they're mostly labourers. They stand there with a shovel in one hand, their elbow on the side.
Yeah, oh, look like a teapot. I love that. It's strong, short and stout. All right, what else you got?
Look, I won tickets from Newcastle Show off his last week, right?
Yeah.
I've been on the phone all day trying to refinance my house. That place is so expensive.
The show bags, did you say?
$20.
How much?
$20.
Oh my god! And what were they full of?
Really expensive. And it's not the clowns that scare me; it's the carnies. Those people are horrible.
Yeah, right.
I bet they are.
I mean, I'm sure that a lot of them do a great job. And yeah, I don't quite know what happened there at the end there, but we had a good workplace nickname in there, which is awesome. Your traffic, eh?
What the hell?
I don't know what happened. It's live radio is what it is.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, how would you like $875 this morning?
Yes, please.
That's a yes from most people around Newcastle and the Hunter, I would think.
You would assume.
It's only one question you need to answer correctly. You hear me right. One question.
And we can't stress that enough.
4967-4105. Only given that number out once. You get one question right. And then you get the cash.
You get the number right too.
Well, that's true.
You're one step closer.
Should I give it one more time?
Nah.
Okay. It's done and dusted.
Yeah, go on. You're better.
All right. 4967-4105.
Feeling generous.
Very generous today. If you want the $875, call now as we play Trivia Check in just a few minutes only on UFM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
Yeah, $875 is what's on the line here just for answering one question correctly.
This is getting out of hand.
It's extraordinary, actually, how easy this is to win. You just need a little bit of trivia knowledge and the cash could be yours by getting one right.
And, I mean, we've seen it before. The questions have been identified and answered correctly.
Yeah, it happens.
So it's definitely doable.
Let's meet our contestant for today. It's Riley. How's Lawn this morning?
Still hot.
Yeah.
Oh, so hot.
It's hot everywhere. It's like, can the world just turn on an aircon unit for the whole lot? That'd be very handy, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Lisa, how'd you cool down yesterday, Riley?
I went home and jumped in the big pool.
Smart.
Even they can get hot, though, because there's not enough water to stay cool.
Yep.
Oh, you know what? You just need to just go run a cold bath sometimes.
That's
and just
the only
lay
way.
In that.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, my God. It's so hot.
All right, Riley. Of course, there is a 5-second timer. Don't let that throw you off, all right?
Yep.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
How many letters are there in the German alphabet?
27.
Unfortunately, that is not correct.
So close, Riley. It was 30.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm so sorry.
Stay cool, and you'll never forget that. Once again, that little bit of trivia will
not
be burnt
ever.
Into your brain.
Good news for everyone else, though, Crevo.
$900 tomorrow.
Are you joking me?
I am not. We'll do that tomorrow. Make sure you're back tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Now, Crevo, a woman over in the US has given her relationship a corporate-inspired shake-up. That's what you want to call it.
What are they doing, free coffees in the morning?
That, too. Plus, she's also put her partner on a literal performance improvement plan probation.
Oh, I don't know about this.
The sheer theory of this is absolutely crazy. Also hilarious, but... Well, I also need to know how it functions and if it's going to work. So
okay.
Let's unpack this.
Right.
30-year-old Nadine took to TikTok to explain her method that seems so mental that it just might work. Take a listen.
So my boyfriend and I were having a lot of issues in the beginning, like a lot. And ultimately, I felt like we weren't compatible, even though we had a lot of love for each other. So as a last straw, we decided to do like a performance improvement plan. And before you come at me, I know it's kind of harsh to some of you, but he's an engineer. And sometimes it's really hard to communicate with him without using something that he can already relate to. Plus, he kind of liked it.
Nadine woke up that morning and chose violence. And I'm so here for it.
She sounds like an absolute nightmare.
She also, too...
Run for the hills, whoever
just,
that bloke is.
Like, made a direct attack at engineers.
Oh, I know.
The world over, being like, before you come at me, he's an engineer, you get it. Do we, though?
Yeah.
Do we get it?
I'm not sure about that.
Maybe engineers are just list-type practical people.
Well, that's the implication she's making, is that they can't do relationships very well.
So
because
she's, like,
they're...
put him on a performance plan. I mean, this relationship is like a literal ocean of red flags. But, I mean, if you need to work on it in a way that's going to work for you, go about it, sis.
Good luck.
She went on to describe, like, the day-to-day operations. She said, we shared a note with daily and weekly tasks that he needed to do and a set of things that he needed to work on. She said it worked out really well.
I mean, he goes to work in the morning and then he comes home to work at night.
And
that
then
sounds
he has
like a nightmare.
List at home. I'm here for it.
No, I think it's awful.
If you need, ladies of Newcastle and the Hunter, if you need to put your partner on a PIP, go right ahead.
Okay. And you might, just as a heads up from Crevo, you might lose them over it.
UFM. This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And don't forget, Cash Tracks are back. Our first one playing at 8, just after 8 o'clock. Everyone worth $105.
Oh, so much money. We just throw money in everyone these days, aren't we?
You want money? Got it.
You want money? We got that too.
Do a little thing, you get it. Exactly.
The winning continues up next too, though, Crevo, with our Supercars Challenge. If you want to go along to the Newcastle Thrifty 500 this weekend... We got you for that too.
That's so true. 4967 at 4105, and we'll give you the details on how all of that works in just a few minutes.
Get your tickets for the Thrifty Newcastle 500 now, March 10 to 12. Ticketek.com.au. This is the Novo's Supercar Challenge. Thanks to Harvey Norman and HP, proud supporters of Red Bull Racing.
Yeah, and I mean, if you don't want to buy tickets...
Better to win them.
We got you. If you want a double three-day pass to the Thrifty Newcastle 500, plus a special garage tour, plus a Thrifty Newcastle 500 merch pack, call the show now on 4967 4105.
And it doesn't get any easier this time, because what we're doing is you don't have to do the heavy lifting. You just basically call up and get on.
We play for you. Producer Stephen will ask us a series of... Supercar-based trivia, which, to be fair, you and I have got no idea about.
You're very inexperienced.
But I won yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. So keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind when you call. We need two Novocastrians on the phone. Crevo and I are going to go head-to-head in some trivia. We basically play for you, and all you got to do is just sit there.
Yeah, that's right.
And hope
chill
for the
out.
Best.
Exactly. And choose who you think you want to play for you as well. All right, here's the number, 4967-4105, if you want to get your mitts on that awesome prize.
Get your tickets for the Thrifty Newcastle 500 now, March 10 to 12. Ticketek.com.au. This is the Novo's Supercar Challenge. Thanks to Harvey Norman and HP, proud supporters of Red Bull Racing.
Yeah, this is very easy for you, the listener, because basically our producer, Stephen, will be asking us a number of quiz questions about the Thrifty Newcastle 500, and we don't know a lot.
But we just don't know much about supercars in general. We like going to the event and watching it, but don't really have a clue what's going on.
The background knowledge. But we'll be playing for you this morning, the listener. Let's meet our contestants this morning. First of all, it's Connie. How's Anna Bay this morning?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Is it hot out there already?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hot everywhere, it's isn't hot it?
It is. That is an easy question. Unfortunately, not one of the quiz ones.
No, sorry. We've also got Mitchell in Waratah West. Hey, Mitchell.
Hello, how are you going?
Very well, mate. Are you feeling lucky today? Do you feel like you're going to win it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's good sign.
You've got to have confidence.
Yeah, you do.
Bloody oath.
All right, let's... Mitchell, are you a big fan? A big fan?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
So
you'd love to go for free, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Plus the garage tour.
Oh,
I know.
The whole shebang.
All right, well, let's let Mitchell decide then. Who do you want to play for you, Tyler or myself? Oh.
Let's go, Tyler.
Okay.
That Waratah means... West. We're, like, from the hood.
Oh, we got to represent.
Yeah, don't we what?
Connie, don't worry. I got you.
2291. 2298 represent. I think I got the postcode wrong.
All right. Well, stand by, guys. And we welcome now to the show, producer Stephen.
Good morning.
Let's do this thing. Of course, every single... Was first to two, best to three.
Yep.
Let's do it. Away we go.
Let's rip off this Band-Aid. Question number one. Scott McLaughlin holds the record for the fastest race lap at the Newcastle 500 with a time to the nearest second of... This is multiple choice, guys. A...
Crevo.
Oh, go on, Crevo.
A.
It's not A.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Sucked in.
Tyler, do you want to hear the options?
Yes, please.
A, 1 minute and six. B, 1 minute and eight. Or C, 1 minute and ten. But you got a 50-50 now.
Would you say A? I'm going to go C.
It is C.
Correct. Oh, my God. One on the board. Well done. One correct for Tyler.
All right, next one.
This is for me to stay in it, for Tyler for the win. No pressure to me.
Guaranteed a point for someone here because it's closest to the pin, guys. What is the length of the Newcastle 500 track?
Crevo.
I'll give it to Crevo to give it interesting.
The length... 2.6 kilometres.
Tyler?
I thought it was 500 metres. Oh. 500.
Okay, well, Crevo's won that one.
Yes!
And for extra bragging rights, it is 2.6, Crevo.
Oh,
so,
for real?
Yeah.
Do I get 2 points for that and an instant win?
No.
I would love to give it to you, but if it was up to me, you would. But, okay. You know,
it's
I don't
a tiebreaker.
Oh, my God. Okay, go.
Here we go.
All right. Let's go here. I want the name, guys, of the manufacturer with the most Newey 500 wins.
Crevo.
It was Crevo.
Ford.
It is not Ford. Tyler.
Holden.
It is Holden.
Yes! Oh, my God. Tyler's the winner. Woo! Which means...
I don't think anyone won today. That was painful, guys.
Mitchell.
Mitchell in Waratah West. Well done.
You beauty. Good work.
I actually am embarrassed to say that I thought it was 500 metres, but is it 500 laps?
Yeah. The quicker we move on from this, the better, I think.
All right, let's go.
I'm so sorry, Connie. You get absolutely nothing, but that's the way the cookie crumbles.
I'm a winner.
Yeah, you are. Let's check your traffic now as you wake up with the Nova 755 New FM.
The tracks are worth cash.
Are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's 105.3 New FM's $10,000 cash tracks.
And yeah, a big shout out to Kathy from Minmai yesterday, walking away with $525, but that ain't 1K, is it?
She missed it by one.
One cash track.
Oh, you can't miss one, especially not on a 1K Monday. Are you joking?
Yeah, in case you missed it, yesterday was 1K Monday, which meant if you identified all of the cash tracks right across the day, you won $1,000. But, I mean, for Kathy, though, not bad. $525.
Oh, it's still good. You'd just be kicking yourself hard, wouldn't you? You just missed out on an extra $400-ish.
Well, it is all back again today, and we are about to push play on the first cash track for your day. Freebo, what is it?
Let Me Blow Your Mind.
Oh, okay.
That's the name of the song.
Oh, sure.
Eve and Gwen Stefani. Here
write
it is, write
this
it down.
Down.
Exactly. Plays now, New FM. So you're waking up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM. Next, what's the goss with producer Stephen? What's on the way?
The usual suspects in the tabloids again, guys. Harry Styles, Kim Kardashian, both making news overnight. So I'll give you an update on them.
Excellent.
Awesome. Hey, Crevo, obviously with the supercars happening this weekend, a lot of live music. John Stevens
is
playing this weekend. Should we give him a ring?
Yeah, let's do it right now.
See what he's up to.
Hello?
Hello, is this John?
Yeah.
I'll just put you through the guys now.
Oh, thanks, mate. Thank you.
Beep.
He's hey, pulling John. Your leg, John. I'm so sorry. He's been an absolute idiot.
How are you, mate?
Got ya.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, yeah.
That's fantastic. Look, we're all pretty excited for to have you coming to Newcastle. I mean, this is brilliant. And part of such an exciting event. You must be pumped, yeah?
Oh, mate, yeah. No, we've the supercars is always fantastic to be involved with, so yeah.
And
yeah, definitely
yeah, and of course, part of like a well, part of I guess, or you're doing a tour at the moment. This is how's the reception been as you get ready for this?
Oh no, it's been fantastic. Yeah, we're back on the road again, and I think we're about 25 shows in, and can I get to Newcastle on Thursday and play the show there, and then head up to Perth.
25 shows though. That is a lot. Are you looking forward to a little bit of a holiday, John? You can be honest.
No, I had enough time off at Christmas. That's all good.
Fair enough. You're a hard worker. I like it.
Yeah, no. There's nothing like going out and playing live, you know. The crowds and the noise and the fun. There's nothing beats it, really.
And
you know, especially you sprinkle that with, you know, like cars, fast cars and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a fast cars man? Like, what's in your garage at the moment?
Oh, look, I drive a Discovery.
Oh, yeah. That's a great car.
Pedestrian. But, I'm not really a flashy kind of person. I don't like flash cars. I don't like being noticed. I just like just going about my business. So I have a plain car. It's a family car.
Yes. You know what I mean? Slide under the radar.
Get the grandkids in there, you know, all that.
Yeah,
people mover these days.
Yeah, that's it.
Time's a little different these days, but that's all right. Now, of course, there was new Noiseworks music, the first in 30 years.
Yeah.
How was that getting back and organising new music, and how did all that feel?
Look, we had finished the album in 2019. And it was supposed to come out then, but unfortunately, our guitar player, Stuart Fraser, passed away. So, you know, then 2020, 21, 22, 21, you know.
COVID, let's not talk about that time in our lives. It was rough, wasn't it?
It was rough. And so, you know, we come to 2022 and it was just a case of organising everyone and saying, look, we need to put this record out and honour Stuart and his memory. He wrote and played guitar and all the songs, so... It's just one of those things. We just wanted to go out and play a few shows. We haven't decided to stay together or anything. We just did those shows and we have no plans to do any more. But, you know, I'm sure we will at some point. But
oh, totally.
Right now.
And, of course...
Just get the album out.
Totally. And you are playing solo at the Supercars this weekend, but will we hear any of the new Noiseworks songs this weekend in Newcastle?
Yeah, we'll play the single, Heart and Soul.
Brilliant.
Yes.
But, you know, it's the Noiseworks in Excess collection, so, you know, that's what people want to hear. They want to hear the hits from those two bands that I was the lead singer in. So, we always find that, those melding of two bands' music, it's pretty special.
It's what we love to hear. It's like when I saw Bernard Fanning that one time, I'm like, just play some Powderfinger songs. Just do it. Just give the people what they want. And, John, that's exactly what you're going to do. We're very Absolutely. Excited to see you here in Newcastle. I mean, at the end of this weekend, there's just a buzz around town that everyone's so keen for, and we can't wait to see you up on stage in a couple of sleeps.
Yeah, can't wait myself. So, yeah, we'll see you there.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
Came and asked me how I say my name, and I was like, Adele.
Adele?
Adele.
Is the cat toy for our cat?
Yes, it is.
And got naked and posted pictures of my...
What's the goss? UFM.
So, producer Stephen, two of my favourite people, Harry Styles and Kim Kardashian, are both in the tabs. What's going on?
Yeah, well, we'll start with Kim K. She's single and ready to mingle. So, obviously, she had that very public breakup with Kanye West and then Pete Davidson after that.
Yep.
She's now expressed, according to an insider of people, so, you know, take that as you will.
Grain of salt.
Yeah, that she's now looking for love again. She's ready to, you know, open herself up once again, but... She's got a specific type of person she's looking for.
Who do you think would be good for Kim Kardashian? You know her very well, Tyler.
Someone...
Russell Crowe?
I was going to say someone a bit stable and suggest Elon Musk, but don't think Elon Musk is stable.
Do you know what stable means?
yeah, someone maybe a bit older.
Yeah, a bit more mature.
Yeah.
Oh, well. We've only got Russell Crowe on the list at the moment.
Let me have a think. What's her type, though, Stephen?
Well, her type is Russell Crowe's definitely out of the equation because she's looking for someone who's A, not famous, and B, specifically in finance. So
what?
She's asking her friends, according to this article anyway, she's asking her friends to hook her up with or, you know, set her up on dates with people that they work with, specifically in the finance department. So she wants a non-famous finance worker. I guess if that's you, send your CV in. I don't know.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Let's find a Newcastle finance bachelor for Kim Kardashian.
I love it. It's a great idea.
Start submitting your entries on our website, newfm.com.au. Yep. We'll make it happen. We'll be Kim's wingman.
That's a great idea.
I mean, what about Harry Styles?
Yeah, well, I guess we move to another heartthrob, I suppose. Harry has caused, once again, shockwaves through the internet. He posted and then quickly deleted on his Instagram a selfie in his old 1D merch at the gym.
Yeah,
so
I saw this.
That's weird.
And why has it sent the internet into a frenzy? Like, is it because there's people still, like, hung up on One Direction?
Yeah, I don't know.
There will always be people hung up on One Direction.
Well, I guess there's two trains of thought at the moment. There's the people speculating that, you know, this might be a hint that One Direction are coming back. The tragic hopefuls, obviously.
Not going to happen.
Why do we need One Direction to come back when we've got Harry Styles? And we're literally eating out the palm of his hand right now. Why do we need all the other idiots? What's wrong with Harry?
Yeah, well,
Harry's the best one. Why do we need to throw in a few other idiots in the mix? We don't need it.
Yeah, I don't know. But obviously, you know, not like the internet to overreact. So.
There's so many diehard fans, though, who would just sell their soul.
But they've all grown up now. Like, they're not young girls anymore. They're grown women.
The other thing I saw as well, though, was people were, like, absolutely blowing up on the internet, being like, oh, my God, he must have accidentally, you know, he must have thought he was posting it to his private one or, like,
a close
friend story, as if he's not allowed to have a private Instagram or a close friend story.
Let him do whatever the heck he wants.
Like,
yeah,
just
he's
in the
Tyler's
gym.
Man.
And honestly, if you want to post things with less clothes on, I'm fine with that too.
And some of that whipped feta from Masa Madre.
Yeah, I'll lick that off him as well.
Oh, we can't go through this again, guys.
Oh, we can.
Pretty sure we can, and we just
I go through it every night in my dreams.
Oh, dear.
We'll leave it right there.
The Novos with Tyler and Crevo. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Has anyone melted to the ground yet?
I think there'd be a few Novocastrians who would be feeling it already on work sites, etc. Outdoor work, especially.
Chuck a sickie on a day like today. You have my full permission.
Okay, Dr. Tyler is in the house.
If your boss asks any questions, send them my way.
Yeah.
I'll tell them.
Yeah, what is you? Just come to the New FM studios.
Yeah, 4967-4105, ring me.
That's the official number.
Yeah.
It's a hello, doctor's office. I mean, UFM, I mean, doctor's office.
Dr. Tyler.
Yeah, he's in the house, indeed.
I was a big old idiot yesterday and mowed the lawns in the middle of the day in that stinking hot, windy weather.
My God, that's full idiot behaviour.
It's pretty stupid, isn't it?
Did you get, like, dehydrated from it?
No, I feel good today.
Really?
Yeah. But it was the only window of time we had. I'm like, right, we've got to rip in and get it done. And I hated every minute of it. I was sweating up a storm. Instead of going to the gym, just mowed the lawns in the hot weather.
Well, you probably lose more weight doing that.
Here's a hot tip. Mow the lawns today if you feel like doing a big, heavy-duty, full-body workout.
Yeah, you'll sweat it all out, all of it.
I feel ripped as today.
Yeah, you look ripped.
Yeah, I'm jacked. Look at me.
Look at those muscles. Oh, my God.
Boom!
What do you got in there?
Bam!
Just all muscle. Nothing jacked, but bro. Muscle. Hey, we'll be doing Annoyed Tyler up next. If you've been thinking about it all week, get ready with your ideas. Yay. Up next. As you wake up with the Novo's Tyler and Crevo on 105.3 New FM, time for my favourite part of the week, Annoy Tyler.
Yay!
Now, not much gets under your skin, but what I did notice when I first met you is that you're quite OCD.
A little bit.
Just a tiny bit. So, a couple of things through the week that I've found. This yes. is that might get under your skin, right? So, we've got at home 3 different sets of wine glasses. So we've got the big ones for the red.
Yeah.
They're like a medium for white and then like champagne flutes.
Flutes.
Yeah. Yep. They're all sets of 6.
Nice.
I just put them randomly anywhere on the shelf.
No, you don't.
We've got a wine glass shelf, but they're just like, there's a red one, there's a white one, there's a flute, there's another red one, another red one, another white one. Just no.
But like
they all fit.
Yeah, but they fit better in the cupboard if they're all in like sitting next to each other that are the same shape.
It's fine how like oh just God, you just put I them up there. That. It's fine.
No.
Okay, here's another one. Through the week, I actually sent you a photo.
Oh, I hated this.
Of my Tupperware drawer. So it all fits so in there. It's fine.
So much so that I didn't even like. I looked at it and I'm like, I can't reply to that.
Because the way I like to have it is all the Tupperware facing different directions.
It is a mess.
No, it's just like a different way of stacking it in there.
It's a mess. You've got a messy Tupperware cupboard.
You'd have them all in size order, wouldn't you?
Mine are all stacked perfectly.
Oh, yeah, bet they are.
Oh, so nice.
Okay, another one. Yesterday, filling petrol up on the van, right?
Yeah.
I was just feeling it. And you know what? I'm bored of this. I just stopped.
What?
That'll do.
No, you don't. You fill it to the top. And then when you get to it and then it's like not an even number, you keep tapping the little bows, the little nozzle to get it to like the perfect straight number.
I was fine. We put like 25, I don't know how many litres. Who knows? Just put some in. Then it's keep going with life.
You fill it and then you round it up to the nearest number. That's okay. How you fill up your car.
I did my way, you do yours. Here's some of my favourites from the last few weeks as well.
I have OCD plus and so is my son.
Yeah.
And so do you just like to torment them?
Oh, yeah.
You evil woman. Marcus grinds my gears when he shaves his beard in the bathroom and leaves all the beard shavings all over the bathroom.
Now, do you like to have things in a certain spot in your house?
Yeah, they're all in the perfect spot. There's no movement of any items in my house.
I will physically go out of my way just to move it.
I hate you.
This is what we're after. 4967-4105. What are the non-OCD things in your life that you reckon will wind Tyler up?
I hate this so much.
4967-4105. Get on the annoyed Tyler bandwagon.
Yeah,
it's a
and
bit
if
of fun.
You do, apparently we're rewarding you for it.
Yeah, we are.
With a whole stack of invites to the red carpet grand opening of Kids World Playland and Cafe at Charlestown this Friday from 4 till 8 p.m. This sounds pretty good. This
the kids
like
will love it.
Red hot party.
Yeah. Kids World Playland's so good. Like, it's you know, we've worked with them in the past
it's
on the
legit.
Show. It's so fun. And this is, how many you get? Like 5 or something? You and 4 of
four
your mates?
4 kids plus an adult.
Oh, 4 kids. So, you know, you can take all your kids if you got a big tribe.
Yeah.
Or if you just got one or two, they can bring their mates. They're going to look like a star
and
at
then
school.
Afterwards, treat yourself to a glass of wine because you'll probably need it.
4967-4105. If you've got a way to annoy Tyler, we'll get your calls on the NX. New FM. So hot.
Already.
No, it's only 8:58 and it's nearly 30 degrees. Oh, well, all that fun to play for today. Now, though, we've got the even better fun of Annoy Tyler. This is where we play into the OCD that Tyler, like, drives him mad. Like, you can't put those in a line. They're different colours, that sort of vibe.
Yeah, you know, I love colour coordinating my wardrobe.
I bet you do.
Jeez, it looks good at the moment.
Yeah, what's some of your favourite bits of it? Is that like all white in one section?
Yeah, it flows from black to dark grey to light grey to beige. No, to white, to stark white, to beige, to your beige, your pinks, and then your purples, and then your greens, and then your blues. Oh, geez, it looks good.
I have most of my T-shirts on one shelf.
I don't want to hear it. What? Do you put 2 shirts on 1 clothes hanger as well?
Sometimes.
Anyway, let's go to Kiani in Swansea up first. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, never better, apparently. Now, do you have something that might annoy me?
I do. I'm very much like you, Tyler. I have things organized.
Good.
Things have a place in my house.
Good
if
girl.
They don't have a place, they don't belong.
They're in the bin.
I have a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I say to them, is that where that lives? And they know to put it away because that's not where it lives.
That'll annoy mum.
It will annoy mum, it does. It ends up in the bin.
Oh, does it now?
I've given 3 chances, and it doesn't go where it needs to go. It goes in the bin.
That is savage, but I'm absolutely here for it. What's one of the most recent things they've put in the wrong spot, Kiani?
My daughter's school award.
She put that in the bin?
No, I didn't. I told her I did, but I didn't.
just to make sure she learns to never do that again. Do not put it on the wrong shelf.
Much.
Good.
No, it was on the floor.
Great
and
discipline.
I gave her 3 chances and it didn't move, so I told her that I put it in the bin.
Yeah, but what if you want to look down at the award? Like if it's up on a shelf, oh, a sore neck all the time. Looking up.
Break your foot stepping on it. Great discipline, Kiani. I'm absolutely here for it. I love that so much. My children will also be raised like soldiers like Kiani's. Let's go to Felicity in Charlestown next. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Oh, very fantastic. Well. What have you got to annoy Tyler, Felicity?
Using different coloured pegs to hang up the washing or different types of pegs.
This
on the
is
same
not
items.
The first time this has been brought up, and this makes
but
me
types
itchy.
Is a new subcategory within this, which I'm enjoying. So you're using like the wooden, plastic, like the old fashioned ones
whatever's
in there.
Whatever's there, I don't have time to sort. Just whatever's there goes on the line.
Tyler has her head in her hands, like physically looks ill at the moment, which I love. Well done, Felicity.
I hate this so much because famously clotheslines are linear, so you must hang things in like the normal order that you would hang them in, but then also use the same goddamn pegs.
You know what? I take.
Oh no,
Felicity.
My hangs them between the two lines as well, like not even
oh,
the
yeah.
Road,
great.
Between the two.
Why not? You get more space
everywhere.
That way, isn't it?
And
you
just know, everywhere.
You know what, Felicity? The good thing about this is you're saving the environment because you're not just chucking out pegs left, right and centre. It's like Tyler hates the environment.
Shut up. I'm not throwing out pegs. I'm just using them in the perfect order.
Okay.
Jesus, I hate this so much.
All right, one more. Katie, how's Cardiff this morning?
Oh, it's pretty bloody hot, Crevo.
Yeah, hot already. Hot already. What have you got to annoy Tyler?
I've got a gross one. My ex and his whole family were non-flushers.
What?
Excuse me?
It wasn't to save the world or save from flushing water usage. It was pure laziness. It was all the numbers were not being flushed. It was horrific.
And are they leaving their own toothbrushes in the same space that they're not flushing the toilet?
I'm not going to lie. Every time I went there, it was a common occurrence. So it was no flushing. And it was the whole family. I know it was.
What?
So I was out of there. I didn't want any. I'm not coming around anymore.
They just let it pile up?
Yep.
That is.
I don't know. And it was on top of it. Yeah. Anyway, I hope you're not eating breakfast.
That's why
people invented like toilet flushing toilets is to flush the goddamn toilet.
You just push a button. That's all you got to do. You got to push a button.
Oh my god.
You know
that
what?
Is gross.
Even for me, that's a bit weird.
Katie, I hope that was the reason that you dumped him.
There was many red flags, and that's how we learn lessons, right?
Jesus.
Too many dumps equals a dump. That's Katie's rule. Simple as that.
Too many dumps in the toilet. That is disgusting. I hate this so much. I'm glad it's over.
Oh, it's back next week. So if you've got to keep your ideas in mind. If you notice something that's a bit weird and a bit off kilter, that'll annoy Tyler. Write it down and give us a call next week. We do need to award our prize of the day. And it's gone to Rob from Rutherford. Congratulations.
I was trying to protest by not speaking, but spit hard.
Yeah, I know. Rob from Rutherford, you've got yourself this Kidsland Playland, yeah?
Yes.
Kids World Playland.
An invite for 4 kids plus one adult to the red carpet grand opening of Kids World Playland and Cafe in Charlestown happening this Friday. So well done, Rob from Rutherford.
And remember, anytime you call the show, you can be in the draw for great prizes like
totally.
That.
Totally. And also, don't forget, right across the day, cash tracks, free money. It's all yours if you nail it.
That's right.
And then call Joel this afternoon.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a bit to it, but, I mean, you get money out of it, so do it.
$105 for every single one. That's us done and dusted. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.